Now you can listen again on near.ie.
And on the line now, I have Colm O'Halloran, who is Vice President of the Union of Students in Ireland in the Dublin region. Good afternoon, Colm.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about, you are calling for a 4% cap to be put on the cost of rent.
Yeah.
But before that, just tell the listeners a little bit about the Union of Students in Ireland.
Yeah, of course. So the Union of Students in Ireland is the national union for students, and we kind of liaise with student unions all around the island and kind of move and campaign on issues that affect students, be it, you know, publicly funded education, accommodation, and other issues that kind of affect students.
Yeah, and accommodation now and rent, it's huge, and it's very expensive.
It is, yeah.
And education is quite expensive as well. So tell us a little bit about that. There was the Taoiseach made recent comments. What were those comments he made, Colm?
So, yeah, of course, the Taoiseach made recent comments saying that they are looking at bringing in legislation to introduce rent caps for kind of purpose-built student accommodation. And this, kind of from the Union of Students in Ireland, we actually kind of cautiously welcome these comments because there are, in recent times, actually just back in April, there were kind of quite severe hikes in rent prices in a few different student residences.
Yeah.
In particular, I suppose the two most notable ones were in Shinowen, just down in Santry, just quite close to yourself, actually.
Yeah.
And also in Galway, there was quite severe hikes in prices.
Yeah, and Shinowen, that a lot of DCU students would be taking up.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a lot of actually, they had a in fairness to the DCU student union, they actually held protests against the kind of the hikes because the Shinowen Square accommodation were looking at increasing their rent by 27%, which is quite extortionate. In fact, I don't think the rents are now up to, I think it's about nearly €8,700 for the year. So this is quite an extortionate rent. And it's only because of the students kind of protesting against this that it's kind of put pressure on the government to actually kind of introduce legislation to cap rent.
Yeah, the Shinowen that you're talking about there, is that a purposely built accommodation?
Yes,
or is
it's a purpose built accommodation residence. It's a private company that kind of developed it though. So the kind of it's excluded from the kind of legislation around rent cap already because there were issues around the rent caps only applied to tenancies and leases and those in kind of houses and apartments, whereas the difference between that and a student residence is that a student residence uses what is called a license to reside or a license to rent, which is legally not falling under that. So there is kind of a lot of concern that basically student residences can kind of just up their prices without any concern for kind of number one, the students that's in it, and number two, kind of there's no kind of limit to that. So this kind of rent cap would seek to kind of limit that kind of that how much the student residents can hike up those prices.
Yeah, and would legislation be needed there because these are private companies?
Yeah, so as far as I know, legislation is needed because they're not covered under.
Yeah.
Under kind of the rent pressure zones that already exist in Dublin and many other areas of the country. And so kind of this was the whole idea of the students protesting is that they found that these residences weren't held by that 4% rent pressure zone cap. So kind of it was students putting pressure on both the government and the residences themselves to kind of look at their prices and realise that they can't, you know, just suddenly increase them and kind of price students out of accommodation.
And we're talking about hikes here of 27%. Is that's correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The Shinowen Square, in particular, raised it by 27%. It's nearly €8,700 for the year. Shinowen Hall, another residence on the same road, is actually rose by 20%, and in Galway it rose by 18%. And I suppose kind of a shocking difference is if you look back 4 years ago. In 2014, the Shinowen Square was €4,500 for the year.
So it's doubled.
Accommodation. Yeah, and nowadays that's nearly doubled to €8,700. So it's an incredible spike, you know, in prices for accommodation.
So this is a, you know, it's a huge expense on students and on their families. Is there on-campus accommodation?
Yes, there. And a lot of colleges would have kind of on-campus accommodation, but a lot of them would be kind of limited by the size of their campuses, and they kind of fill up quite fast. So then students have to look for kind of alternative accommodation, be it in the student residences or in kind of house and apartments, or even in digs accommodation, which there's kind of a big push on that. Because there's, in reality, there's just kind of not enough beds in Dublin to kind of house everyone. So what we're trying to do specifically as well is kind of encourage homeowners who might have a spare room in their house to rent out to students. Because a lot of students would find it difficult to actually find accommodation relatively close to their college.
Yes, and the Taoiseach's comments, as you say there, you welcome them, but is that a direct result of the protests, and do you reckon that this will be acted on, or is it, you know, is it...
I think it is a direct result of the protests. I think that when you see students protesting against extortionate hikes, when you, particularly with the DCU students, they slept out overnight outside of the Shanoan accommodation residence. So it shows just how far students are being pushed, and kind of the students are standing up for themselves and saying, you know, look, this is unfair to me, I'm going to protest against this. So I think that is kind of putting pressure on the government as well, just kind of as we're kind of going into kind of July and August, there'd be a lot of concern, both parents and prospective students, who would be worried about accommodation for the year and worried about, number one, affording college, but also affording to live in Dublin or kind of wherever the college is, and being able to afford the rent.
And travelling to and from college for some students is just not viable.
For a lot of students, it wouldn't be viable. The thing with travel is that there is kind of grants in place, but those grants are only up to a certain distance, so it wouldn't cover. It would cover kind of not like only some students, wouldn't cover a huge amount of students. Similarly, if a student is kind of living in Dundalk and kind of travelling every day to go to Dublin, it can take a lot out of that student, and it can be just a very exhausting experience for them.
Yeah. Now, the USI, would you have meetings with ministers and government departments to discuss these issues?
As far as I'm aware, we do. I'm not 100% sure on the specifics, but as far as I know, we're kind of directed in kind of lobbying both Oireachtas members and kind of government ministers on kind of bringing student accommodation to the fore, because it is a tragic situation where you have students coming to their student unions, their colleges, their lecturers even, where they're saying, I'm struggling to find accommodation, I'm living in unsafe accommodation. It's quite an awful situation for a lot of students.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned there. Sometimes it can be unsafe accommodation, and because it is that much more affordable, but you would appeal to students to actually be careful of where they're moving into.
No, of course. I think it can be quite difficult for a student. Yeah. And what I'd say is that there's often two categories of students. There's Irish students, and there's also international students who wouldn't even be familiar with Dublin or familiar with Ireland, and they might be looking in some areas and might be kind of often be scammed out of money or kind of run into difficult situations. So what we really like to kind of appeal to kind of homeowners, especially saying, you know, look, there are students literally struggling to find a bed somewhere to put their head at night. So kind of we'd really try to appeal to kind of homeowners to rent out to students and kind of look after students, kind of, because at the end of the day, a student just wants somewhere where they can go home, maybe sit down, do a bit of work, and then kind of lie their head at night. They're not looking for kind of anything crazy or luxury or expensive. They're looking for just a kind of a simple bed and somewhere where they can feel safe and comfortable.
Yeah, and I've discussed this with different organisations, and that appeal was made to let to local houses to let a room out to a student. And we mentioned elderly people, maybe an elderly couple, and the student would be able to help around the house as well as...
No, definitely. Because I used to work in the accommodation advisory service in Trinity College, and we'd have a huge amount of kind of elderly couples or elderly people who have a few kind of spare rooms in their house, and they'd actually, a lot of times they'd rent out and kind of enjoy the company of the students as well.
Yeah. Now, I asked you earlier about lobbying. Do you lobby government departments and members of parliament? There could be an election coming up shortly. Probably know. I know there's going to be local elections. So would you be appealing to people when they knock on their doors to bring this up? Because it is very important.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think we definitely will be. There's still kind of an uncertainty of when an election could or will be. But I think it's our job to kind of lobby members of the Oireachtas and members of government to kind of make this an issue, because at the end of the day, if you're putting up more barriers to education, if a student thinks I have to pay this amount for fees of college, but I also have to pay a huge amount of accommodation, then it's disincentivizing that student to go to college. It's putting another barrier for a student to go to college. So I think it is an issue that we're going to be lobbying kind of government and members of the Oireachtas on.
Yeah, and most of the people in government would have attended college themselves, so they should have a greater understanding.
Yeah, I think we're for the next year, because of the accommodation crisis for students has been getting worse and worse, and every year it's getting more and more difficult to house students. I think for the next year we are going to have kind of a big focus on accommodation and kind of lobbying kind of government to kind of try fix this situation, you know.
Okay, Colm, is there anything you'd like to add?
I'd add one thing. If there are any kind of homeowners who are interested in renting out to students, I'd recommend kind of going to our website, homes.usi.ie, and there's information there on how you can rent out to students and kind of advice on renting out to students. And what I'd recommend is go to that website. It's a really kind of worthwhile experience to rent out to students, because a lot of them will just want a kind of a quiet, comfortable place where they can rest their head at night.
Yeah, and a lot of people take in foreign students, so why not take in our own?
Particularly during the summer, there'd be a lot of kind of Spanish students and people housing them. And then during the year, there's kind of definitely a need to house kind of Irish and international students as well.
Give us that website again. Did you say homes@usi.ie?
Yeah, so it's homes.usi.ie. Or you can email housing@usi.ie.
Right, so homes.usa.ie.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for taking the call, and I hope the government listened to the Union of Students in Ireland, and hopefully they do.
No bother. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much, Colm. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Text 087 69 44 500. 90.3 Near FM.